As you can tell, we're quite relaxed. The first Sunday of January's always got this sort of feel to it because we're really reluctant to get into the new year. And I know for some of you, you don't know quite what's happening next, either work-wise or school-wise or so on and so forth. So yes, we're going to pray for you and for those things. Let me just say a few thank yous for the Christmas trail. I don't know if you saw the Christmas service. I rode around on my bike. I did realize I looked pretty rough, actually. It was only after I'd filmed it all that I realized, okay, not the best. But anyway, you forgive me for being unshaven and generally disheveled as I went round. But if you haven't seen that, again, you can scroll through the Christmas service. And I put the trail on there, but thank you to everyone who put it together, to Joy and the True Colours team and those who made it all happen and put it in their houses and stuck it to their fences and got involved. So we really appreciate that. Thanks to the food bank and those who've been involved in the food bank over Christmas. I know it's a it's been a really, really challenging time. The food bank did an amazing job, put out nearly 500 hampers of food for families to make their Christmases possible. Then went on to do a massive amount more for kind of make lunches for, kind of the school holidays as well, and continued to go. And then Clevedon Aid and Scotty and the other guys cooked hot meals for people, and so there's just a huge amount of people who kept going through Christmas to make it possible for others. So that's brilliant, and a well done to everyone who's been doing that. We need to pray for nurses. We need to pray for teachers. We need to pray for those who are really on the front line in what is now a serious second spike. Although it's very easy to talk about it, the reality of it is that people are dying, and we need to pray. We need to pray for that. I just sort of two things came to me this morning, and that was just that kind of sense of the song that says, "Great is thy faithfulness." And it says, "Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow." And there needs to be a sort of balance. Sometimes we just need strength to get through today. Other times it's not so much about that. We feel okay, but it's like, well, what's the future going to be? And so there's this kind of balance, like always in life, there's this balance between one foot and the other, one side and the other. Yes, for some of us it's going to be, Lord, I just need strength today to get through today. And for some of us it's like, no, I'm okay, but God, where are we going? Where's this going? And so I want to pray that is what the Trinity can surround you with today. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. And okay, we're on that cusp, the good news of vaccinations and good news of how much progress the medical teams have made to being able to counteract the effects. But we're not there yet. We're not out of the woods. And so, we want to keep praying. And I suppose that was my overriding thing, Lord. We just need to pray. Cast your cares on him. And sometimes we pray because we need things, but other times it's just sometimes we you just need to let it all out, and that's what prayer can be as well. God can handle that. He does. He's okay with that. And for those who are actually in some pain, for those who this is the first Christmas, maybe they've been without a loved one, or as we know, some people who've lost a loved one over this period. So yeah, there's lots to pray for. So yeah, I we will get into what's happening this year and where we're going and how things are going at another time. But for today, we just wanted to kind of make sure we connected, and then yeah, just pray for each other. So you know, let's pray now. And if you're not comfortable or you don't understand prayer, it's just you talking with God. It's just you having a conversation with a friend. It's just like you would ring someone up and say, I just want to kind of pour out my heart to you. And it doesn't have to have any beginning or ending or any formula to it. And, you know, when we talk about prayer and rhythms of prayer, you know, it doesn't have to be stopping and closing your eyes. It can just be on the go, connecting with the Trinity, connecting with God who wants to be with us at all times and in all places. So let's pray. Let's be grateful for God's faithfulness and his continued faithfulness, but let's also pray for those who just needs a special touch from him today. And if you've got something specific to pray, maybe you could put that also in the comments, and we see if we can add some of that in as we go. I'm not sure they're updating fully, but we'll give that a go. So Father, I just thank you that you have been faithful all my life. You have been faithful, Father. Thank you for your faithfulness throughout this very difficult year that's just been. And Lord, thank you that you're going to be faithful in 2021. Lord, it's not just because of the other things that are happening. It's because you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're going to be faithful. You're going to lead us. You're going to protect us. You're going to guide us. Lord, I thank you that you are wanting to do us good. And so, Father, we bring to you our concerns, our fears, our anxieties, our challenges. And Father, I thank you for the teachers particularly who've really had a challenging year this year, not knowing whether the school is open or it's online or what they've got to do or how they've got to do it. And now they've been lumbered with another whole load of testing to do. And Father, I just pray for our teachers who are called to just do such an amazing job. It's so much more than just educating and giving information. It's pastoral care of young people. It's speaking words of hope and destiny into their lives. It's forming in them something that is such a foundation in their life. And so, Father, I thank you for the teachers we have in the church. And Lord, oops, battery's right now. And Lord, I just pray that you would strengthen them, Father. That you would, Father, you would fill them with that sense of hope. That you walk into each of their lessons with them. You walk into each of their schools with them. You surround them. You go before them. You go behind them. And Lord, the same for those who are on the medical front line, Father, for those who are just making difficult and incredibly impossible decisions about who should get care and what things should be prioritized. Lord, I just pray that you would give divine wisdom, the wisdom of Solomon, the wisdom that supersedes just thinking it all through. And Lord, that you would resource and bring strength to those people who are going in again and again and again into situations which we don't see and which the news aren't showing and which people are maybe unaware of. So Lord, I pray for that strength. And Lord, we thank you for the food bank. We thank you for mission organizations. We thank you for the way that people have continued to be generous. And Lord, I thank you that work of being there and actually giving people dignity and value and saying, you know, we want you to have something to eat. We want your kids to have something to eat. And so, Father, we know that it's give and it will be given to us. That as we're thinking about others, as we're showing others love, then we're showing them you. We're showing them your face. We're demonstrating who you are to them. And Father, I thank you that yes, this year you will lead us from one degree of glory to another. Thank you that we're beginning afresh, something new. We're turning a page, and Lord, I pray that there will be page turning, not looking behind. We don't look back, but we press on. And we take your hand and we continue to face forward and walk forward into the challenges. So, Lord, bless those who are part of Living Waters Church, but Lord, bless everyone who's watching this, wherever they are, whatever circumstances they're in. Father, I thank you that you are with us and you are for us, and that this year you're going to lead us into new and good things. And again, we'll be able to continue to say, as we have said, that all my life you've been faithful. Great is your faithfulness. In Jesus' name. Amen.